On leaving the job as chief executive, yeah. Do you have any regrets?
Regrets? No, I don't. I don't have any regrets. I think it's been a great job. I've really enjoyed the time. I've enjoyed working with Tom, you know, and his family, and that's been a fantastic experience. It's not been the smoothest, you know. Tom was not everybody's cup of tea. It was an absolute case, you know, and we had some, but I think we got on really well. I think we knew how to work with each other. I think that's probably the best way. We knew how to work with each other, and if you knew Tom, you'd know that's a pretty good description. But I don't think there's any regrets. What was interesting is I'd never anticipated to be here this long. I always thought that if the job could last 5 years, that would be great. And along the way, there were some lovely opportunities that came up. And what was nice is Martine, Tom's wife, she actually said to me when I actually made the decision, I am leaving now. She said that she knew that I'd had some opportunities along the way. And because the timing of them wasn't right, that I didn't do them. And I said to her, thanks for that. Thanks for saying that, because it is true. And I had some very nice opportunities outside of rugby, but the first one that came along that was a lovely football opportunity was actually at the time when Tom's businesses collapsed. And had I taken those, it would have been very difficult for the Walkinshaw family, because their world was crashing at the time. The other opportunity was when Tom was ill. It's funny, you know, you think, you know, 52, nearly 53, if I don't do something soon, you know, there's not going to be anything else to do, because nobody's going to want me to work for them. And the other thing was that I had a couple of other rugby clubs knock on the door with some nice offers, and I just felt that wasn't right, to go and work for another one. I do remember on one occasion being asked to meet the chairman of another club, and I thought he wanted some advice about something or to put a point over, and it was in Tom's favourite restaurant, and he offered me a job. And I was so nervous, I thought that any time now that Tom was going to walk in and say, what are you doing? but no regrets.
Good. When you look back over your years here, Ken, clearly Tom is going to figure prominently in your thoughts, but what other people sort of immediately leap to mind?
Yes, and, you think of players. You know, I've got some great staff here. This is a great team of staff, it really is. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have been here a lot of time. Dave Barmer's 15 years, Mandy 15 years, Anna 12, you know, Gareth 12, you know, there's some good people, some really good people here. But you do tend to remember the coaches and the players. Philippe is somebody who I, you know, really enjoyed working with. I just loved his personality, he just oozed charisma. You know, and he was just, he was tough to work with, but he was great. You know, he was absolutely great. And I think one regret would have been we let him go too soon. Mm. Would have liked to hang on to him, you know, because he would have delivered it here for us eventually. I just think at the time Tom wanted success quicker than it was coming. And then you look at players that you've enjoyed. And I enjoyed, I always made it known that you know, there were some players that you liked because of the personality, some you liked because of the style that they played. Methven Davies was a great individual, absolute super. In actual fact, can you believe he rang me about 10 days ago? I said, I hear you're leaving. Just thought, I'd like to find out where you're going and wish you all the best. There you go.
Yeah.
That's from that time. So he was a great individual.
Then you could throw in straight.
Yeah, you could. I loved, you know, James Simpson Daniel would have been a great basketball player. You know, he scared the life out of you every time you get the ball, and the way he moves, and you can go full speed ahead, and then suddenly you can do a left turn on a sixpence, you know. And I love that free-flowing running rugby and his ability that, you know, he must frighten the life out of other teams when he's up to speed, you know.
It's the touch of magic.
The touch of magic, and you can't coach that. That's just absolute natural, you know. And he's a really great guy too, you know, so someone like James. And then the different personalities, you look at someone like Elliot and you think, God, natural talent. And I actually went up to him and said to him, Ellie, I've got a question for you. You were a point guard basketball player, weren't you? He said, yeah. How did you know that? I said, I can just see you playing, and you play like a point guard basketball player. And he said, yeah. What did you do? And I said, I played. And he said, oh, I loved it. It was my favourite sport. And I said, you play like you're running the show, and you know, natural talent, you know. So there's been, you know, there's a lot of different individuals. Jason Little, really enjoyed. Absolute gentleman, good guy, you know. It didn't work out with him, which was a shame, but it's been some great personalities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trevor Woodman's another great favourite, you know. So,
do you think he might come back here one day?
I think he's a very good chance,
yeah.
Somewhere. You know, he's developing some pretty valuable skills, and everybody likes the players from the past, don't they, to come back.
Oh, yeah.